I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. I am homosexual, Mum. That is the title of an essay by Kenyan writer Binyavanga Wainaina. He came out publicly this past week when the essay was published. Kenya is one of several African countries that have recently passed anti-gay laws. Nigeria and Uganda are also on that list. And in countless interviews since coming out, Wainaina has been asked a lot about those laws. When I spoke with him, I began by asking what else he'd like to talk about.
You always have the bullet points of the law in Nigeria, the law in Uganda, homophobia in Africa, and so on and so forth, which of course are things that concern me a lot. But, I wrote that story also and mostly because I love people. So it'd be nice to talk a bit about that.
Well, let's start there because, I mean, a person presumably whom you loved a lot, your mother. Now, in this essay, what you call a lost chapter from your memoir, One Day I Will Write About This Place, you imagined coming out to your mother as she lays dying, and that actually never happened, right? Did you ever have a chance to speak to your mother about your sexuality?
No. And I didn't get a chance really to see my mom in the last years of her life. I'd been kind of illegal living in South Africa and also kind of hiding from my parents a little bit because, I dropped out of school or college. You never really prepare to lose your mom. You always think that they're sort of, eternal. And so when it came so suddenly that opportunity never came.
And so connect that time to the present. I mean, the essay, was that kind of what you wanted to say to her?
Yes, that was what I wanted to say to her. I guess if you lose parents and you're always having these conversations with them, and so you're trying to draw pictures in your head of what conversations you're having now. So like now I know she's not happy about my hair, which is blue and red. My mom was a firm person and sometimes a conservative, but she tolerated a lot of the creative wackiness that I always had in a way that always surprised me.
Now you're having that conversation, though, with the whole world. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been... It's been a hurricane. It was a shock and continues to be an unloading shock for many. There's a lot of foaming in the mouth, and I expect quite a lot more.
Is that what you've seen around
you? It's been incredible.
Is that what you've seen around you in Kenya? I mean, what's the reaction been there?
I put it like this. My Twitter feed has just been shifting every 2.5 seconds. Things keep rolling down the screen so fast that I don't know what to post. So you're like, okay, I'll just get some sleep and then I'll figure it out. There's been some bile, there's been some question, there's been some doubt, there's been some kind of disappointment. This person who was straight that we looked up to as this writer has betrayed us, or for sure there's that. But for me, of course, the exciting thing is not to just land in an embrace of love, that is to build some traction. How does this begin opening up conversations around not just the rights of gay, lesbian, trans, and bisexual people to love freely on the continent? How do you build traction for us to see that as part of a rising continent, something that I'm very committed to?
Binyavanga, let me just ask you this. I mean, given you have this ongoing internal conversation with your late mother, what do you think she would make of your announcement that you are gay?
She'd be in the sitting room, I think, in the living room, watching TV. My dad would be coming back from golf, waiting for supper. She'd be like, oh, Kenneth. And then she'd go and pray, and she'd probably call her pastor. And when my dad comes, she'd look at him, his face would go stony. My mom usually, when she was angry with me, would be quiet. So I'd kind of wait a couple of days before I called her, and she'd say something like, sit down.
Do you think she would be proud?
I think she would have to come to a journey to being proud. My mother never asked me if I had a girlfriend, right? But she never encouraged me to have a boyfriend. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So there's something that she knew, and, in that innate way mothers know, and it's something that she was always fiercely protecting me from. And so that question never arose, ever. You're left imagining, yeah? I'm not that kind of psychoanalytical person, but there's a certain kind of way of trying to see and imagine the truth and understand one's place in the world. For me, it's important that that piece was written at a moment when I wanted to find a way to throw myself in a place of love in a public domain when very dangerous things seem to be looming. for gays and lesbians in Uganda, but in particular in Nigeria, a country I love and visit a lot.
Writer Binyavanga Wainaina speaking with us from Nairobi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.